Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Tune was Irrational, Irrational. That was double bassist and composer Drew Gress with the 2006 song Your Favorite Kind off his Irrational Numbers album. During the 1980s, he played with Sonny Stitt, Clifford Jordan, Mose Allison, Zoot Sims, Cab Calloway, and many more to get his jazz axes grinded. He also served on the faculties of the Peabody Conservatory, Towson State University, and the Baltimore School for the Arts. Since 1992, Gress has maintained an extensive touring schedule, traveling to Europe, Asia, and South America. To this very day, Drew continues to compose for larger groups and has begun experimenting with virtual synthesizers. I'm sure those are going to be some tasty tracks. Welcome to yet another episode of Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the only town with the Jazz Hall of Fame and music in its blood, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here on your radio dial, giving you the best of jazz, featuring musicians like Tony Bennett, Oscar Peterson, Bill Evans, and many, many more. This new episode is going to have a piano pulse to it. Starting things off in that direction is talented French pianist Baptiste Trottignon with the 1990 song Oudi Blues. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the great pianist and composer Bill Evans with a cool live album recorded in 1968 in Greenwich Village. I had to find a tune with a contrasting tone to the New York City mood there. This one was called California, Here I Come. Evans left a huge mark on many jazz players such as Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, Marion McPartland, as well as many other musicians worldwide. Many of his tunes, such as Waltz for Debbie, Turn Out the Stars, and Very Early, have become often recorded jazz standards. To prove his legacy, during his lifetime, Evans was honored with 31 Grammy nominations and 7 awards. Despite his success as an artist, Evans suffered personal loss and struggled with drug abuse. Both his girlfriend Elaine and his brother Harry committed suicide, and he was a longtime heroin user and later cocaine. As a result, his financial stability, personal relationships, and musical creativity suffered until his death in 1980, yet his mark was left on the music world. Dig this next duo with a smoking cool track. Turn it up a bit for pianist Oscar Peterson and guitarist Joe Pass with the tune Cottontail off a Tribute to My Friends album.
Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was pianist, composer, and orchestrator Mr. Eddie Higgins with the 1996 song What Is This Thing Called Love off his Portrait in Black and White album. The Massachusetts native initially studied privately with his mother. Then he started his professional career in Chicago while studying at the Northwestern University School of Music. Eddie was an elegant, sophisticated pianist. His harmonic approach made him one of the most distinctive pianists to ever come out of Chicago in the jazz realm. He gained the respect of local and visiting musicians for his notable mastery of the instrument. From there, a solid career was to ensue. We're not going to let Oscar out just yet. Here's the Renaissance Big Band with the 2009 song Waltzing is Hip off a tribute to Oscar Peterson album.
Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That duo is one of the most talented set of musicians performing in Kansas City today. Trumpeter Herman Mahari and musician-songwriter John Evans doing a live take of Little Teamsters in Baltimore, Maryland, circa 2012. Better known as John Velge and the Prodigal Sons, these guys recently came back from a solid tour promoting their critically acclaimed Lakeshore Records album titled Don't Let Me Stay. John and his band, the Prodigal Sons, walk a tightrope between jazz and rock and roll, pop and traditional country, intimate and grand. While some nights it's a seven-piece rock band with an ear-scorching horn section, other nights John helms a 12-piece orchestra or a delicate acoustic trio. John has written, performed, and toured in several bands, including the Daybirds, St. Jude, and Famous FM. His songs have been featured in television and films, released in North America and Europe. Catch these cats live. You will not regret it. This next bassist and songwriter is a good one. This is Jay Leonhard with his trio on the 2005 song Just in Time off his album Fly Me to the Moon. is?
E.
Neon?
Yeah.
Jazz.
Yeah.
That was German-American pianist, conductor, and composer Andre Previn with the 1964 song Skylark off his album Love Walked In. He is considered one of the most versatile musicians in the world and is the winner of 4 Academy Awards for his film work and 10 Grammy Awards for his recordings. Previn has made dozens of jazz recordings as a leader and sideman, primarily in 2 periods of his career, from 1945 to 67, and then again from 89 to 2001. And those were indeed jazz-rich periods. This next song on Neon Jazz is proof that good genes get handed down. This is John Coltrane's son, Ravi, with the 2009 song First Circuit. Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
That was bassist Ronnie Boykins with the 2002 song Demons Dance. He is best known for his work with pianist and bandleader Sun Ra, although he has played with such musicians and diverse ones, I should add, as Muddy Waters, Johnny Griffin, and Jimmy Witherspoon prior to joining Sun Ra's orchestra. As we begin to wrap up this episode of Neon Jazz, here's a legend. Mr. Tony Bennett with the 1953 song Rags to Riches. Cut this one off my late father's copy of Goodfellas, the soundtrack. Thanks, Papa Joe.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up.
Again, that was the legend of voice and cool, Mr. Tony Bennett with the song Rags to Riches. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is a good, rich tune. This is Steve Reed featuring the legendary Master Brotherhood with the 2001 song Nova off a fine jazz album by the same name. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man with a handful of plans, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you'd like to hear. We'd love to hear from you. We're at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.